Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's a hard time. We had a hard time together. Together. Yes, it's a hard time. We had a hard time together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. And I'm dedicating this episode to all you moms out there who may have a bit of a Mother's Day hangover. You get a day of nonstop love, gifts, and whatever mom wants. But you wake up the next day and it's Monday, and you're back to work and being maid, problem solver, allowance giver, disciplinarian, and snack provider. Ouch! This episode is also for you moms out there that don't get to see your children right now because of distance or the pandemic. If you didn't have a Mother's Day celebration on Sunday, we're making up for it right now. Today, it's all about you. And you can listen to this episode as many times as you want, as often as you need. As for you non-moms out there, let this be an opportunity to reflect on fond memories of your own mom or mother figure. And if you're lucky enough to still have her around, I'm pretty sure you're not calling enough. Even if it's only to tell her you nailed that presentation you've been working so hard on, so that she can remind you how proud she is of you. Give her something to tell her girlfriends when they ask. It's basic shit, but it means everything to moms. They adore us. So settle in, smoke them if you got them, and let's rave about mom for a minute. It's time to get casually baked.
I got the bottle of wine, the high dollar kind. I got the West Coast smoke, but I better just take one.
Growing up, we rely on our parents for everything. We literally need them for survival. The older we get, the more complex and sometimes damn near impossible that parent-child relationship gets. And nobody loses more sleep over it than moms. I think it's such a cool thing if you can evolve into grown-up friends with your parents. 100% authenticity, no judgment, total respect, unconditional love, and radical honesty. I believe if we can master those skills with our parents, then we can mirror them in the rest of our relationships. It's an awkward journey to shake all of the shame and projection and parent-pleasing, but when you find yourself standing there, comfortable AF in your own shoes, the parents notice, and the dynamics certainly shift. Here's a mom move worth celebrating. So when you're all in doing you and your ego accidentally takes the wheel, who else but mom will 100% call you out for being a shitty version of yourself? I mean, that is priceless information from the person who loves you the most. Even though you disfigured parts of her body upon arrival into this world and then tortured her during your tweens and teens. From someone who has never given birth, by my standards, that's a fuck ton of love. Speaking of, something I love about my friendship with my mom is that she's game for whatever. She's just happy to be with me. I was a beer tub girl and a shot girl at this nightclub in college called Graham Central Station. The main thing I remember about that job is I had super short hair at the time, and the uniform was a tiny neon top that was basically long sleeves that tied around my boobs, a black skirt, and black patent go-go boots. And the place was lit up with black lights, so I glowed in the dark. It was pretty tasteless, but college JoJo got paid. But back to mom. She came to see me for a few days, and instead of taking off work, I brought her to work with me. It was a giant nightclub with five different bars under one roof. Lots to see and explore, and I knew she'd have fun. I looked up at one point, and she was in the middle of the dance floor, getting her 70s funk groove on. I asked my bouncer to watch the beer tub so I could go out and join her. And also because I needed to make some space between mom and these few dudes that were dancing a little too close to her for my taste. In my 20s, more than once, I picked her up from the airport and drove her straight to the bar to meet up with my friends and get good seats for the live music. But my mom's a night owl. She digs good music. She adores me. And she loves to tell stories of all of the interesting things I've dragged her into. My mom's the type to say something like, "Well, sweetheart, I'm game for whatever you want to do. If we're robbing a bank, just tell me how I can be most helpful." When you're friends with your mom, you can have such great conversations. It's not the mundane, "How are you? What are you eating? Are you dating someone yet?" sort of a check-in. With my mom, we talk about current events. We contemplate ideas. I tell her my grandiose visions of my future and the projects that I'm working on. We share books and discuss them. I ask her brave questions about my childhood, and she bravely and honestly answers them. Parents aren't perfect, and we're all walking around with scars from our childhood that shape the type of partners and parents we become. When you're friends with your mom, you can talk about disappointments and regrets and ugly cry that shit out when you need to, with all love and no judgment. My mom has always been a shining example of tolerance and non-judgment. I've seen her walk the walk in some of the most difficult of circumstances. She taught me the value of radical acceptance, and it's one of my greatest superpowers. And because my mom's an Anglophile, she's always sharing a British mystery she just watched. She's certain she was a British scholar in a former life. My sisters and I tend to agree. She's the most well-traveled person who hasn't had a chance to go much of anywhere outside of the South. Which reminds me, we've begun planning a trip to London and Oxford so she can finally experience two of her favorite places on earth in real life. Remember, no regrets. I'm pretty sure all moms love to retell stories about their children. The stories are often embarrassing but endearing to hear, even though you lived it and have heard the retelling hundreds of times. But that's what moms do. They relish memories of us, and they all think their kids are the best, which is another thing to love about your mama. Because we all know we aren't the best, okay? For example, I flew to South Carolina to be with my mom when she had a foot surgery quite a few years ago. I remember being nervous about the responsibility for a couple of reasons. One, in the way that someone who's only taken care of themselves for a long time feels with the realization that someone else is about to count on them for everything. Like taking care of a 130-pound toddler. I was also nervous driving her home from the day surgery because her car was a stick shift and I hadn't driven one since college, and I was scared to death I was going to ram her foot from jerking the car around. Also, I don't do well when people are in pain. It makes me physically hurt and my thinking gets a little panicky. I received verbal instructions from the nurse, picked up mom's meds, got her home and in bed, and then read through all of the instructions. And like a good rule follower, I did my best to be her at-home nurse. Turns out, mom won't be clamoring to live with me when she's old. She recently broke her arm, and I found out the other day that my mom calls me Nurse Ratched. If you aren't familiar with Nurse Ratched, she is a fictional character and the main antagonist of Ken Kesey's 1962 novel, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It was made into a movie the year before I was born, featuring Louise Fletcher as Nurse Ratched, a cold, heartless, and passive-aggressive tyrant. What? Apparently, I'm a little stricter than most with the pain meds. I wasn't trying to be strict. I was just following the rules. Nobody's getting addicted to opioids on my watch. So, even though I'm not nurse material, she says I'm a fabulous cannabis lifestyle guide. I expanded mom's understanding of cannabis for wellness and introduced various methods of consumption and products that best suit her needs. Though I still have to remind her, just like most of my other clients, that it's medicine and not just a treat. I recognize she and a lot of other moms don't have the sort of access to cannabis that I do to really utilize the plant to its full potential. I know a lot of you can probably relate to that. Let that light a fire under you to help create change in your community. And if that's not enough motivation, what if I told you that I saw dramatic physical changes in my body after moving somewhere with legal cannabis? When you have access, you don't need to lean on alcohol or other meds to feel good or take the edge off. When you can choose precisely what's best for you, it shows. I don't remember when I began consuming cannabis in front of my mom, but I know she never batted an eye. Cannabis became more of an active topic of our conversation, though, after I moved to California and received my medical cannabis recommendation, and then when I began my journey into the industry. One of the first things I learned was how cannabis can be so beneficial for us as we age. The phytocannabinoids in cannabis supplement our naturally occurring endocannabinoids, known as anandamide and 2-AG. As we age, our bodies slow their natural production, just like with estrogen or testosterone, and they need supplementation. These endogenous cannabinoids, anandamide and 2-AG, they help keep the endocannabinoid system running smoothly, which controls things like sleep and mood, appetite, memory, reproduction, and fertility. Knowing that, when I began compiling the contents of the Cannabis Class Resource Guide, my intention was to create something that moms could quickly read, understand, and lean on as a Cannabis 101 resource for both wellness and the modern cannabis lifestyle. Educated moms are really powerful voices in any cultural movement. When it comes to the normalization and adoption of cannabis federally, we need all of the moms on board. They're the ones guiding the healthcare decisions of their aging parents and managing the household purchases, as well as laying the groundwork for the wellness paths of their maturing kids. When moms recognize the importance and value of cannabis for wellness and how to use it to enhance their experience, their lives and the world get even better. I get excited thinking about the day when I can deliver my mom a beautiful bouquet of cannabis flowers for Mother's Day. Instead of ending up in the compost bin a few days later like normal flowers, those cannabis flowers, they will provide medicine, peace, and pleasure for months to come. Just like mom, cannabis is a gift that keeps on giving. If you want to introduce your mom to the idea of cannabis for wellness, turn her on to Casually Baked, the podcast. I'll also include some of my favorite cannabis resources for parents in the podcast 135 show notes at casuallybaked.com. While you're there, purchase a copy of the Cannabis Class Resource Guide and I'll drop it in the mail for mom. If she's a talker, I'm also available for one-on-one or group calls to answer personalized, canna-curious questions. Just click the gray schedule appointment button at the top of my website at casuallybaked.com. And we've been talking about grown-up relationships, but if you're a mom parenting young kids, there is such a thing as highly responsible parenting. Check out Podcast 70, Cannabis Plus Parenting Littles, so you can consume cannabis while parenting with confidence. And thank you to both my mom and stepmom for your hand at raising me to be this. I know how far I've come, and I'm grateful for who I am now. And if you want to get a closer look at what the heck that means, I'm at Casually Baked on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And if I inspired you to connect with your mom today on the phone, in person, or in spirit, my job here is done. Happy Mother's Day, moms. We literally wouldn't be here without you. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.